Hello and welcome to our midweek reflection here at Ruddington Baptist Church. Over the past few weeks, I've been listening to quite a lot of worship music. Not long before lockdown, we were given an Alexa speaker that we've set up in our kitchen, and I can listen to nearly any worship song I can think of just by asking Alexa to play it. As lockdown has gone on, I've found this to be a really helpful way of worshipping God, particularly as I go about my daily life, as I play in the kitchen with my daughter Megan, or tidy the house, or cook dinner. I can listen to these songs and worship God. I've also been amazed by how often I pick a worship song that so accurately expresses my current thoughts and emotions to God. I found it quite helpful not only to listen to a song, but to understand the background behind the words. Every song has a story, and I don't think we always appreciate that the songs that we sing at church or in our kitchen flow out of the lives and thoughts and emotions of real people. One story I find quite striking is the background behind the song When Peace Like a River. The first verse of the song says this: "When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul." On their own, these are great words, but when you hear the story of the writer, they take on an even deeper meaning. Horatio Spafford was a successful lawyer in Chicago in the 1800s. And in his spare time, he wrote hymns and was a Presbyterian layman. He was a wealthy man who'd invested a lot in property. But everything came crashing down in the Great Chicago Fire of 1871. Overnight, he lost everything. Equally tragic, at the same time, he lost his son. But the worst was still to come. Wanting some separation from this tragedy, in 1973, he planned a trip for his wife and four daughters to Europe, where he planned to meet up with some other great hymn writers. He was due to set off in the November of that year, but he had to remain in Chicago due to some business developments. And so he sent his wife and daughters on ahead on a boat and planned to join them at a later date. On the 22nd of November, the ship carrying his family was struck by another boat and sunk in just 12 minutes. Several days later, he received a letter from his wife, who had arrived safely in Cardiff docks. But sadly, the letter read, "Saved alone. His four daughters had died." Spafford left immediately on the first boat to join his wife. As he travelled across the ocean past the spot where his daughters had so tragically died, he wrote these famous words: "When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrow like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul." This song speaks of great pain and suffering, but is also filled with faith that in the midst of the deepest sorrow and pain, we can still look to God who gives us peace. This isn't the only song that is written out of a painful experience. You may know the story of a much newer song, Blessed Be Your Name, written by Matt and Beth Redman after the miscarriage of their baby. The words of this song, "Blessed be your name in good times and bad times," and lines like "You give and take away," are so relatable to all of us, whatever our life circumstances. But understanding the context behind this song can help us to connect on a deeper level and understand the pain and lament that is present. By understanding the story of this song, I've ended up using it in my own personal worship in difficult times, like after my nan passed away. I listened to this song. worship songs aren't always written following the death of a loved one, either. It may follow other events in life or other difficulties. For example, the song When the Music Fades, again written by Matt Redman, was written after a time of disagreement within the worship team of Soul Survivor Church in Watford. The minister decided to stop all sung worship for a couple of months in the church to help people to focus on what really matters. During this time, Matt Redman wrote these words: "When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. I'll search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you, Jesus." I find it really helpful not just singing these words, but understanding why they were written. It's a song all about getting back to what worship is really about, rather than bickering over things that don't matter. I've picked just three examples of songs that all flow out of challenging experiences of death and suffering and disagreement. But I'm sure there are many other songs that were written in times of joy and celebration and happiness in life. And this is a reflection of what life is all about. It has its ups and downs, good and bad, life and death. As the writer of Ecclesiastes puts it, there is a time for everything under the sun. Another place we can see this variety of life experiences and emotions expressed in worship is in the book of Psalms. These words, written thousands of years ago, still hold such meaning to us today. But we're encouraged not only to read the words, but understand why the Psalms were written. The Psalms are not just a book of songs, they're full of the history of the people of Israel. And they also reflect the life and thoughts and feelings of the writer. Many of the Psalms are written by David, who went through lots of ups and downs in life. In the book of Psalms, we have Psalms of celebration, thanksgiving and joy. But there are also Psalms of utter despair where God is questioned. But even in the darkest of Psalms, David still seems to be able to end with a faith-filled response. A bit like Horatio Spafford, who said, "Whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul." I'm sure all who are listening to this reflection today are facing different emotions, different experiences of life. I encourage you to take a moment of quiet with God. To search yourself, to look within, to consider what thoughts, feelings and emotions you're facing today. This is your story. Consider how you might express it to God. You might be creative and be able to write a poem or a song. You might be artistic and can express it through art. You may be more like me and you find it helpful to write a bullet point list of the things that you're feeling and going through. Or maybe you want to write a letter to God expressing your feelings to him. It may be that you're not able to find your own words to express your thoughts and emotions to God. In that case, why not look in the book of Psalms? Or find a worship song that gives words to your current circumstances and to what you're going through. You can find many worship songs today on YouTube. And if you find a song, whether a modern chorus or an old hymn, why not have a little bit of a Google search, do a bit of research and see if you can find out the story behind the lyrics. Because this may just open your eyes to an even deeper meaning and a greater revelation of God's love and power. And I pray that God will speak to you through the words that you write, or through the songs that you listen to, or the psalms that you read. And so God bless you this week.